My guest today is Jeremy Clark. Jeremy, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I understand you just gave a session here at Detroit Code.
Yes, it was awesome. Talking about design patterns, one of my favorite things, just getting people to understand that everyday developers need them, not just architects.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the shirt here. Just shy, not antisocial, you can talk to me.
Yes.
What inspired that? There's a story behind that.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's not an accident you're wearing that.
No, it's not. Actually, I think back to when I was a corporate developer, I was in a great environment because our team sent us to conferences. Mm-hmm. And I went to the conferences and I learned tons of stuff. But then between the sessions, I was petrified. It's like of talking to people.
Oh.
Because I didn't know anybody.
Because you were shy.
Yes, I was totally shy. And actually, technically, I still am, but I've kind of gotten over it a bit.
Okay.
And so the coolest thing was having like a mobile device, because you pull out your mobile device.
You can sort of hide behind.
Yeah, this is your force field, right? So you can hide and pretend and nobody will bother you because we're all working professionals.
Yeah. There was a thing called books at one time that books. Served that purpose as well. Served other purposes, but that was one of them.
So I didn't realize until years later how much I was actually missing. And I kind of had this eye-opening moment at a code camp. Mm-hmm. So the SoCal Code Camp in Los Angeles, and it was at the USC, University of Southern California. So big, beautiful campus.
Okay. I've never been there, but I've heard good things.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. And so at lunchtime, I got my tacos from the taco line, and I go and find a place to sit and eat lunch. And what I see is this big grassy quad, 300 developers, all sitting by themselves.
Oh, wow.
Nobody's talking to anybody else.
They're all on their phones.
And quite honestly, tacos. That's what I was going to do too.
Oh, but all 300 spots were taken.
Yeah, I think that was it. But I looked at this and it was just comedic for some reason.
It is, yeah.
You know, I felt like I could plot an even distribution and you know create a function based on how these people were sitting. And so I decided to do something different. And quite honestly, I still don't know why I made this decision. But I went and I found someone who didn't look too odd, which is kind of difficult at a developer conference.
Sometimes.
I don't know how many people would come up and talk to me. And I said, do you mind if I join you? And we sat down, or I sat down, he was already sitting, and started talking. Uh-huh. And an interesting thing happened, because as I'm sitting there talking, one by one, people came up and joined us. And they saw the conversation, they would come up, they would listen for a while, and then eventually they'd put out an exploratory comment to see if they'd be kind of accepted by the group, and then they became a full part of the conversation.
Oh, but you were a catalyst, the two of you.
Yeah, completely by accident, right? So one by one, people joined us, and by the time lunch was over, I wasn't even looking at the guy I originally sat down with, because these circles had formed around us, and there were probably 16 people who were all having a conversation instead of eating by themselves. Hmm. And that really made me think, because of course I'm a problem solver, developer, right? So I want to say, what just happened?
Yeah. And what was the lesson from that?
The lesson is developers love to talk.
But they don't love to start conversations.
Exactly. They don't like to start the conversation. So if you can start the conversation, developers will talk.
And you've been to a lot of code camps since then.
Yes.
Are you putting this into practice?
Totally.
So you're now a catalyst at every code camp.
Once I started doing this, code camp developer events, anywhere I can, I will go up and talk to strangers. And it's terrifying. And
it is,
it's really hard.
Absolutely.
Because I've spent my life.
Accept you.
Yeah, I've spent my life as a shy person, and there's a lot of fear. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And what I found is that people are nice.
Generally speaking, that's true.
Generally. Well, particularly.
Except for that one guy.
Yeah, we all know him. But particularly at developer events, because we all have two things in common. Everyone here loves technology, and we want to learn more.
Right.
So we already have a starting point for a conversation.
True.
So I've kind of developed this little three-step process that I use. And, I'll find someone who, maybe I feel like I need to start a conversation with someone, and I'll go up and I'll introduce myself and say, hi, I'm Jeremy. Mm-hmm. And again, I rely on the politeness of people, and they'll usually respond with their name.
Right.
And then I ask, so what do you do? And probably about 6 times out of 10, the answer is, I'm a developer.
Okay.
And I'm kind of like, yep, we're at a developer event. Kind of assumed that already.
You don't mock them for this.
No. I move on to the next question, which is kind of like, so what kind of technologies are you working with? You know, what kind of makes you excited? You know, it's not just work, it's side projects.
Absolutely.
And again, once you get there, people love to talk. And I've heard awesome things about people telling about Arduino projects or working in areas of technology that I don't work in.
Oh, yeah. And some people have amazing stories to tell. They have. They've got a real passion for it. They're building, you know, just awesome stuff in their spare time, in their basement.
And the thing is, I've built an amazing group of friends over the years because I've been doing this for probably about 6 years now. Mm-hmm. And I came to grips a long time ago that I can't know all technology.
What?
Right. I can know like
crazy talk.
This much, right? Because there's too much.
You just need to work harder.
You know, as we're talking, new JavaScript frameworks are coming out.
Right? There's another one just now.
Yes. And so what I find is that I can talk to people who are working in areas I'm not working in.
Yep.
And I can get the elevator pitch of, hey, what's this good at? What's it not good at?
Yep.
And I can store it in the back of my brain. I say, oh, yeah, I have this problem. I was talking to Deborah about that. Let me give Deborah a call.
Absolutely.
Yes. And
so
I
only learn what you learned in that conversation, but now you can go into more contact to reach out to.
Exactly. And so it's amazing how many people I know now. And also kind of frightening because I know a lot of people.
Right.
And that's not my nature.
We're here in Detroit, and you actually live in Washington State.
Yes, that's correct.
You've come a long way just to be – this is just one conference.
Yeah, but I have so many friends here. Yeah. You know, just the speaker circuit, I've made a lot of friends.
I think Nashville? No, Nashville was last place.
Nashville, yeah. That's right. But, you know, talking to the people who are attending here, too, I make all kinds of new friends and learn new things. You know, someone who is – you know, I was talking in the hallway. He was telling me about auto fixture, which is something I've never looked at. Mm-hmm. And the way he was, I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to look at this. This is really cool. And so it's just opened up my world so much. And I am still an introvert, but introvert doesn't mean shy.
Oh, what's the difference?
So introvert and extrovert is not shy and outgoing. It has to do with where we get our energy.
Okay.
So introverts get their energy internally. Mm-hmm. And so we're happy reading a book, solving a problem. And that's why our industry attracts introverts. Because I'm sitting at a computer all day solving problems. That makes us happy.
Okay.
And so the stereotype is true. Extroverts get their energy externally. So they usually want to be out in the activity, lots of people, stuff going on.
Oh, and sitting on a computer keeps them from grabbing that energy.
And so what happens is when you put an introvert in one of these, you know, really noisy environments, it just sucks the energy out of you.
And then they need to recharge at least. They can still do it, but they just need to recharge. Something.
Correct. And so the thing is, the shyness isn't who we are, it's a behavior we've developed. Because I don't crave all of this social interaction, I've just never developed those social skills. So shyness was kind of a default state for me. But I found that I could change my behavior, and now people who meet me at conferences, they never believe that I am a shy person. And part of it
says so right on the shirt.
Yes,
shirts
just shy.
Shirts don't lie.
And the thing is, this is limited to developer events. Because again, I feel safe here. Again, I've got those two things in common.
Oh, yeah.
Love technology, want to learn. But like when I'm at the airport or at the grocery store, I don't talk to strangers. No, I'm not one of those people. So it's actually one aspect of my life where I found such a huge benefit that I've made an effort towards this. And it's successful like 9 times out of 10.
So you do occasionally have an unsuccessful attempt.
Unsuccessful is just kind of a conversation that doesn't go anywhere.
Okay, you never had a bad experience, have you?
No, I've never had like someone hit me or yell at me or call me names or anything like that. You know, usually it's just awkward. You know, developers are good at being awkward, and so there's just an awkward silence, and then you move on.
Sure,
you know?
Of course.
One secret.
It sounds like now you've adjusted to the point where it's only awkward for the other guy. Like,
I probably make a lot of people awkward. And then the other thing is that the other thing I hated about conferences was like the big banquet room. You know, we're sitting in a big banquet room right now.
Yeah, it's empty right now.
And at lunchtime, you would come in and there's all these tables and you'd have to say, where do I sit? Hmm. You know, you don't want to sit by yourself because then you look a little sad and pathetic. And then I would always pick the wrong table. You know, so I see a full table, I'd go sit down. It's people talking about work and Jeff never refills the coffee.
They all work together. And that's
And I've gone and sat at a table with just two people who were kind of having conversation. Oh, maybe I can listen in. And they were talking in Swedish. You You know, not that there's anything wrong with talking in Swedish, but I don't understand it.
Yeah, if you grew up with a Muppet Show, then you can speak, you can learn fluent Swedish. No,
I found that's highly offensive, actually. So I would not recommend that.
That's why people stared at me in Stockholm.
So a secret is, while you're in the buffet line, meet someone in line.
And then follow them to their seats.
Well, in addition to the two things we have in common, now we have a third thing.
The food.
Which is food. Okay. And we also have a captive audience. Because we're both in the same line.
Okay.
And it's low commitment.
Because if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, if it doesn't work, we go our separate ways. Yeah. No big deal. If the person in front of me doesn't want to talk, I can turn and talk to the person behind me.
That's very good.
And I usually make a friend. And then if nothing else, we can find a table to sit at together. So and I'm just amazed at how many people I know. And now I've turned into one of those people who connects other people.
Right.
I'm like, oh, you know, you are interested in like date time stuff. I know this guy that's totally in the daytime stuff. I have to introduce you to him.
Right.
And again, I'm like, what happened to me? I'm not that person. But it's really kind of amazing. And just, again, at this point in time, you know, if I was looking for a career change, I have like a dozen people who would probably, you know, be there and say, oh, yeah, Jeremy's awesome. I know what he does. Like, right. Let's get
it. That's a big guy.
You know, which is huge for your career. And again, if I have a problem and it's like, you know what? I'm not in the JavaScript space right now, but I need to create this JavaScript application. Mm. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to call up one of my friends and say, hey, you know what? So I hear you're using this React thing.
I had that exact experience yesterday.
Does it?
A JavaScript problem. Yeah. I'm here at this conference and I said, hey, there's Ryan. He's a JavaScript guy.
Exactly.
Ryan helped me out. Yeah. Thank you, Ryan. Somebody I'd met through the community.
It's just amazing.
Do you find that your actions are catching on? Are other people emulating this and also connecting people? Have you witnessed that?
I actually have, because I've actually had the opportunity to do some, like, I'll call them pre-keynote presentations. So people have given me like 10 minutes to kind of share my story.
You also gave a keynote on this topic.
Yes, and I have also given full keynotes and full hour sessions on this. I don't know what's happened. This is completely by accident.
Now you're the guy. Now you're the shy guy.
Now I am the guy. And it's funny because I have watched people who had, you know, come to one of the presentations, and I was actually sitting with someone, and you know, we're kind of sitting in a lounge area. Someone came up and sat down, and I watched him ask those three questions.
Uh-huh.
You know, he introduced himself, and then he said, you know, so, you know, what do you do? What kind of things do you work on? And it was really interesting to see that. And then in addition, I've gotten all kinds of great feedback. I was at NDC Oslo last year and
did an
hour-long session. And I was right up front at the beginning of the conference, which was perfect for this topic.
Right.
And then on the third day of the conference, I got a tweet from someone that said, hey, Jeremy, I tried that stuff. It really worked.
Outstanding.
And I'm like, hey, hunt me down. I want to hear your story.
Oh, my God. It doesn't matter what the session or the topic is. When I hear hear somebody say that,
it's awesome.
That's like a drug.
Yeah.
You know, I love that. That's awesome. So now where are you going to be spreading the love next? Or where are you going after this?
So in a few weeks, I'm going to be in Kansas City for KCDC.
I'll be there. I'll see you there.
Yeah. And then coming up, I've got a couple VS Lives, VS Live Chicago and
Anaheim.
I'll
be there as well. Not Anaheim.
And I'll be at Tech Bash and at Live 360 in Orlando. And I'm sure there'll be more because I keep adding speaking engagements.
All right. Well, if anybody's watching, come on, talk to Jeremy. You can't tell here, but he's a very tall guy and he's got a beard and long hair. Easy to find. And it's a pleasure meeting you. Thank you.
Yeah. Great. Thanks, David. Becoming a social developer has made all kinds of new friends in the technology world.